Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have John W. Spring. And, you know, John, I have a feeling that even though you didn't get your letter stamped back that you're getting them from Trump, I'm certain that our insistence that they take off the human rights abuses off the table in order to do negotiations, I think of the Christian principles of the sinner on the cross. When he repented before Jesus while he was actually hanging there beside Jesus, he said, "This day you will be with me in heaven." Now, Jesus didn't call him out for all the sins of he did, or his, killing his relatives, or his father, or his grandfather. In order to actually get a negotiation with a vile enemy, you don't call out all their sins. You call out what you can, as Trump said in the speech today, that was actually yesterday, but because of the time difference.
That's right.
He said, you know, the future doesn't have to be based on the past. And the same thing, all of us are sinners, saved by grace only. And in fact, you see the operation of what I call geopolitical and the skill of maneuvering grace. And this is why the popping heads of the bobbleheads of the left are popping off, and they don't know what to say. In fact, it's interesting. I was reading a little blurb here on Drudge that the interesting Trump's unlikely allies in the talks are progressive Dems. Even Bernie Sanders is giving Trump credit. But a lot of the media aren't. They're just saying, well, this doesn't mean anything. Of course you got to verify. But it means that Donald Trump is going to build hotels in North Korea, in Pyongyang. It means there are going to be golf courses, clean water, good food, nice jobs where people can assemble microchips and learn to have real hospitals where they can get cared of, like their relatives and cousins in South Korea, which are, Koreans are really neat people.
Yep.
These are some of the smartest, strongest Christians in South Korea, most technologically advanced people on the planet. They're almost superhuman. In fact, if you actually look at the muscle-to-bone ratio, their IQ, their intensity, the intensity of South Koreans is marvelous. It's actually like, it's mind-boggling, isn't it? And these poor people in the North have been in this bubble, and once they're out of the bubble, literally talking to their cousins and coming down and going to South Korea will be like going to Disneyland. Going from Pyongyang to Seoul, South Korea will be like, I got a ticket to Disneyland, and that's going to happen now. And I honestly think that the human rights abuses will disappear like a morning vapor in a Scottish highland when the sun rises, because the evil goes away when good takes its place. In other words, evil is not the opposite of good; it's the absence of good. And when good comes in, evil just leaves the building. How's that?
Very good. Well, Dr. Deagle, as you can imagine, I'm almost elated in terms of what happened in a period of less than one day over in Singapore.
Right.
I made every attempt to watch as much of it live as possible. And, of course,
yeah,
we were not allowed to watch everything that occurred
Yeah, it was behind closed doors, but I could see Trump and Kim walking beside each other. Kim's actually a pretty tall guy. I mean, because he's so chunky, you assume he's a lot shorter. He's not. He must be at least 6 foot tall, because Trump is like 6 foot three or four. What you have to understand here is what we've had is a dramatic change in the idea of how to do geopolitics. What Trump's done is he showed an example which is now being demonstrated by the two new leaders of Italy, leader of Hungary, and others that are moving into this area of what we call geopolitical, if you want to call it, how can I say it, pivoting, where they aren't left or right, they actually are problem solvers and try to solve the problems. I mean, Trump didn't know what the meeting's going to happen, and right now this is just an opening salvo. We have to, like Reagan says, trust but verify, which means we have to have on-the-ground verification of not only getting rid of the missile systems and the nukes, but also chemical and biological weapons, because people don't realize that North Korea was being paid $3 billion a year just to allow Iranians to actually learn what the Koreans were learning, because the Chinese and Russians were providing all this technology. Now, China and Russia need a reality check now. Now that North Korea is gone, the game of playing proxy nuclear games with America and the West is over. It means that now that North Korea has done this, I don't know what Iran is responsive, what Iran is saying they're going to warn. What are they going to warn? I mean, to be honest with you, these mullahs are screwed and tattooed, like they say in the military. If they don't play ball with America, Trump can make a few phone calls without even putting out an edict or a message or even a tweet, and their financial game is over in Iran. This deal now is torn up, and it also means now that Mr. Macron can't defend the fact that Iran is actually saying that they're going to do weaponized enrichment of uranium. Game's over with Iran. They're done. And in fact, I know, and I have Iranian friends, they're Iranian-Americans, and Iranians have just recently come over the last 5 years, and Iranians are basically very westernized people. They are not going to tolerate the crap from these mullahs. The mullahs are not going to get any more mullah from America. And as we clamp down on them, and the Russians are going to start collaborating, because I know the summit that's going to come up, one of the first things that's going to come up between Putin and Trump is the fact that he wants to reform the way Putin doesn't have to act like a mafia don. If Trump makes one phone call, that $40 billion in banks all over the world will get frozen in about 5 milliseconds by Donald Trump. And Putin should know that his testicles are in our economic vice. And if he doesn't play ball, and including the PLA members of the Communist Party, they're done. Their game is over. They don't know that yet, do they? They're starting to get the message now that this happened in North Korea. It's game over. We got Trump on the team. And Trump is probably going to be not only sweep through 2018 with all this impeachment BS and 2020, but we need to have a Trump-style replacement after he's gone, because he's 72 now. I think this birthday is the same as my wife for this Thursday. But we need a Trump-like approach, which is neither left nor right. Because, honestly, you can't put Trump in a box. When you look at it and say, well, he's a GOP, he's this or that, that's where there's so many people even in the GOP or the Grand Old Party are having conniptions over Trump, because they don't know what to make of him, do they?
No, they don't.
And that's why they're there. Well, we want to oppose him. I say, well, why? I mean, people say, well, I don't like his tweets. I don't like his personality. Who cares? He's getting the job done. It's like hiring somebody. I just watched them today, and we had some bunch of guys cleaning our palm trees in front of us. And some of them are pretty damn high. I mean, some of them are like 60 feet high. And these guys are amazing. I don't care what their personality is. I don't care if I want to sit down and dinner and have a discussion. They're technically awesome at their job. Same way as Trump. What Trump did here, no world leader in modern history could have done.
That's right.
Could they? That's a fact.
And to Kim's credit, he has a rather unique personality. As I mentioned to you, I know it's going to be kind of hard for your listening audience to believe me, but when I saw Kim face-to-face several years ago, I picked up a desire on his part to want to be invited publicly to America, not having to sneak into this country.
Right, exactly. But he made a comment that was in the translator. In fact, the news media at Fox actually heard the translator coming through, and he made the statement to actually Kim when it was translated into English. And he said, you know, Donald, if most people see this and what's happening, they would think this is a sci-fi thriller. Now, that's a 34-year-old, basically westernized by his culture in Switzerland, who likes video games and likes Rodman and basketball and likes, I think there's a team in sports he likes too in America. This is a young person who literally is one half the age of Donald Trump, who says, Most people think this is a sci-fi thriller. I mean, he's thinking like that in his mind. People don't realize this is a person who's got a total different worldview than his father or grandfather.
Completely different.
Yeah.
And he's an avid Disney fan to boot.
Right. So you have to understand that you don't have to democratize a totalitarian regime or even China or the Asian countries or the Muslims. You just have to show them the superiority of the American culture, which allows a oneness to occur. It doesn't matter what your skin color is or even your religious belief system, as long as it doesn't try to wall itself off like Sharia law and the other crap that comes with Islam. That's why Macron is trying to make this statement. He wants the Quran rewritten to remove the vile verses that suggests killing other people who don't belong to the pack of Muslims, and calling them in the Hadith and the Quran that they're profane. Again, when you remove the bad stuff, there's lots of good stuff, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
And, you know, it's like, as I say, what Trump said today was amazing. He said, when the future does not have to depend on the past. In other words, he's saying, forgiveness allows us to move forward to a bright future where there's hotels and golf courses and good food and tech jobs and people living in peace. How's that?
Cancer category.
Welcome back. So I'm thinking very positive, but, you know, like Reagan said before, he had too many aspartame-laced jelly beans. Trust but verify. And I also am praying for Donald Trump. I want him to be a good man. I want him to, and after he's gone, I believe 2025, I want a Trump-like leader that's going to be a good Christian leader, pro-life. He's going to try to make strong nation states that are going to have health and security and safety for the people that are going to get rid of the gulags and Korea. The way to get rid of the gulags is to not democratize them, but to culturize them with a positive culture of forgiveness, restoration, and renewal. It's just like the average person who's a sinner. We have a sinning nation that's crushed their own people, and when you see the comparison to become what happened in South Korea, you know, back in the 1950s, their economies were relatively equivalent, you know. But now the economy of South Korea, I think, was like 20 times larger than the economy of North Korea. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's quite a differentiation.
I mean, they got a shipbuilding industry and high tech. I'm looking right now at my two monitors. They're Samsung South Korean monitors. One's a LG curved high-definition monitor with speakers. It's awesome. And I got another 27-inch speaker, display monitor, high resolution. These are both made in South Korea. They're not made in Pyongyang, but they might be in 10 years from now or 20 years from now. In other words, the latest technology may be coming out of North Korea. These people are genetically virtually identical. They're cousins. It's amazing, and I'm sure if you did a comparison side by side to look at their health, their IQ, their training, their education, it was disgusting what they've done to these poor people. But we can de-victimize them. And Trump took the high road on this, didn't he? Didn't take the low road of, what a horrible kingdom you are. You care a lot of warm beer. We want retribution. We're going to come in and we're going to kill all your children and rape all your women. We're not going to do that. We're going to build hotels. We're going to verify you removed all your damn missiles. And by the way, we can use space-based imaging called torsion field imaging. If you hide a kilo of enriched uranium, we're going to see it up to 2 miles deep. We're not going to let you get away with squeaky nothing. You can't hide a pin in your haystack of your big nation of North Korea in any mountain or underground facility we aren't going to see. We have global and space-based omniscience. So if you think we can't see anything, Kim, forget it. Think of it this way, you know. We aren't God, but we're his proxy, and America is going to make sure the world is peaceful and not proliferating nuclear, chemical, biological weapons or missiles. It's over. And Russia and China should kind of get this message. If they don't play ball with the West and America now, it's game over. The big bluster about 2025 for China, it's finished. Unless they actually collaborate with Trump, which is why they called a few weeks before this meeting to have ZTE rescued. If Trump doesn't come in and rescue ZTE after they violated the Iranian deal and so on, they'd be finished. Now, we've told them that they have to fire their board and have an embedded bunch of Western American people on their board. and they have to stop their behavior. We're going to monitor everything. If they misbehave, they're going to get bitch slapped into corporate hell, aren't they?
Yes.
And they, and people need to start understanding, we haven't had someone like Donald Trump that actually would take action, because that's not good etiquette. Look at this moron, Justin Trudeau. This idiot, making these comments after the meeting when he was actually collaborative with Trump and trying to stab him in the back. Guess what, Canada? We want no tariffs. How will you do it when there's no dairy tariffs or lumbering tariffs? Can you compete with America? Let's see. Okay? Let's see. And the thing is, why don't you let American companies come in and try to provide advanced health care to your Canadians who are clamoring? They're actually four times more likely to buy nutraceuticals, Canadians, than even Americans. You know why? Their health care system is crap. I call it hangnail medicine at the speed of light. You got anything serious? Alternative care is rare, and the doctors that do it are persecuted to hell. I was one of them.
Yes.
I got to tell you, having practiced up in Nova Scotia, British Columbia, and Calgary, Alberta, it's disgusting. If you're innovative, even if it's science-based, you're going to be a pariah to the freaking system. They're evil up there, okay? It's the same way as where they killed a little baby a month ago in Britain. The disgusting Brits think they have the right to decide if your child lives or dies, and you can't even get them on a helicopter and bring them to Italy, even when the Pope and the Italian government give the child citizenship and are willing to pay for everything to try to give them a chance to live. Okay? So guess what? We're not passive. There's nobody in the world like Americans. We're unique. We make everybody else look like wimps, don't we?
Well, I know we're not perfect, but...
Well, we're not perfect, but we have a lot of knuckleheads, too, on the left. And even people on the left have to remember, when Bernie Sanders, and I hope Bernie actually gets to run. You know why I hope Bernie gets to run? It's unlikely he's going to beat Trump in the 2020 elections, but he's going to bring the fact that we're going to have rational health care. Now, Trump is trying to bring it in pieces, like I've recommended since he got in office a year and a half ago. And he fixed, for example, the VA system. So if you can't get into a doctor in 7 to 8 days, you get to go to any damn doctor you want. I sat in my office in Colorado, and I can't tell you how many times I sat with senior, tough-as-hell vets crying their hearts out that they couldn't get into serious care that would result, if they didn't get the care quickly, in serious pain or death. And damn it, I actually sat there crying with them. It makes me mad that under previous governments, they didn't give them choice so they could get the hell out of the very awful hospital system I call the VA. But Trump did. And he fixed the drug plan so we're going to be cheaper drugs for everybody, including seniors and everybody else. So piece by piece, by piecemeal, he's trying to fix it from the inside. I expect the immigration bill to pass, the Goodlatte bill, before the 2018 elections. I expect health care not in the, before 2020. I think 2019 you're going to see a health care plan that's going to be rational, that will provide care, but it won't be nanny care where the damn state determines protocols or the state licensing authorities will persecute doctors who provide cheap, innovative care that actually cures people. Okay, where the government thinks that they have the right to oversight and control. And that same thing goes with international relations. I'm certain that when Trump brings Iranians to heel, he's not saying, hey, I want to get rid of you mullahs. I'm not going to bomb or blow you all to bits, but you're going to behave yourself now. They're going to get taught a religious and spiritual lessons, not only of forgiveness, but a change in behavior. Because these guys are power-hungry and they're arrogant buggers. That's why they're the peacock empire, the Iranians. They're going to learn the peacock's going to get a few of its wings clipped and its feathers cut, aren't they?
Yes. Well, Dr. Deagle, it's quite a day to remember. Nothing's perfect, but I'll tell you, as Trump basically...
Well, the will of God is always perfect. If we pray and ask for God for guidance, the definition of evil is do what is right in your own eyes. And I honestly think Donald Trump was led by the Spirit this time. And when he listened, I'm sure he or his functionaries listened to us and say, you got to take the human rights violations off the table, because a natural reflex by all of the politicians, you can't take the human rights violations of Order Warren Bureau, the torture of these three guys that they finally released. You can't deal with the fact that they kept not only an American ship back 50 years ago, but they also keep the bones and the remains of American veterans that died in the Korean War in the 50s. You know, my father was a Canadian. He was down working in Detroit, Michigan at the time. And they gave him his letter that he was going to have to go to fight in the Korean War. So he managed to get across the bridge, the international bridge, to Ontario, Canada. And he was actually, at the time when he got that letter, I was just born in 1952. He was on his way to be sent to Korea. And he would have died like a lot of his friends that were welders and instrumentation fitters. Would have died over there, as they say, face plant fighting the Koreans. Believe me, it's no treat to fight the Koreans. These are tough guys.
Yes, they are.
And my father managed to understand how many of his buddies he worked with down in Detroit, Michigan, on gas and oil fields and pulp and paper mills and whatever. He realized how many of his guys, his friends, his buddies back in the 50s died as he went to Korea.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if the...
I want to talk about a couple of other stories that I think are cooking, and these are all sort of tied domestically. One of the first things is the wake up, Punchy. This is Trump slams low IQ and punch drunk De Niro after Starr's F-bomb attack. People need to understand, this is what I recommend Trump do, and this is not to be cruel or mean, but I think that we need to find people that are actually trying to recommend a personal or physical attack on the president. To me, there's enough nutballs and people on drugs or people just on antidepressants, ex-military and people that may be over the top, just like when they attacked our congressman, who's now the head of the Congress for the GOP, who shot him in the baseball field just last year. Well, I think they need to find people like De Niro and shut him up. And if he continues to do a behavior like that, he needs to go to jail and not have airtime or any interviews. I think also media that continues to do attacks and push the Russiagate garbage, it's really dangerous to not negotiate with Russia. And now, I disagree. I saw the interview the other night with Mr. Harper, former Prime Minister of Canada, and he was very much against Trump actually trying to actually include in the G8 Russia. I think, Harper, you need a reality check. It's no wonder you're not Prime Minister now, because you're an idiot. Even if you don't get along with people, when we, for example, didn't get along with Russia during the Second World War, we made deals so Russia was on the Eastern Front attacking Germany, which is our common enemy. Canada is an ally, and 90% of their economy is completely dependent on America for Trudeau to come out and make attacks after the negotiations are all over because Trump wouldn't sign their agreement on environment and other crap. Trudeau needs to get a reality check. It's a new world, and he's not dealing with a politician. He's dealing with a media person who knows how to negotiate anything. And so Trudeau may have had a wake-up call realizing what's going on here. And I think that personally media that continue to attack President Trump with stupid comments and incite violence or stupidity or a negative approach. We're not talking about dialogue. They're not talking about dialogue. The left are so crazy now, they're clinically, geopolitically psychotic. And I think that we need to start delicensing media and magazines that actually continue to do not just attacks, but attacks against Melania. Where's Melania? Or attacks against Trump saying that something that is just a rational thing to do, the first stage of a treaty, is let's move to the next step. Can we start sending in our Delta Force and our special inspectors to find all the regular military sites where you have missile systems or enrichment going on or chemical biological weapons and so on, and find it also the trail of who's actually supplying it? We know that you found, for example, evidence that Rosatom in Russia outside Moscow and Putin. Well, I want to see Trump ask straightforward questions to Mr. Putin. Mr. Putin, why would you support the Hervan Empire in North Korea, which puts your city of Vladivostok in danger if there's a nuclear war? Why would you support this Hermit Kingdom, which would not only challenge your so-called ally, China, because at some future date, if there's negative things go on between Pyongyang and China, if it's a nuclear power, Chinese cities can go up in a couple minutes, not hours. And people need to understand, I want to see a little reality check here that the media is going to get culled. Their testicles are going to get removed geopolitically so they can't sputter more garbage. And this investigation with Mueller and Rosenstein needs to stop. We need, for example, this IG report that's coming out day after tomorrow, an independent counsel to go after Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and all the other maniacs. For example, this guy, not only McCabe is going to go streets of state's evidence, but also Mr. Wolf inside the security apparatus. The fact that he's already going state's evidence to protect his own hide means Barack Obama and the other maniacs at the top, that have weaponized their intelligences are going down, aren't they? No, I know what she was exercising. She was exercising pharmacology from a stupid doctor that gave her a sleep med that made her psychotic. Look, I took care of pilots, and so when I was an exit examiner for professional pilots for years, the International Aviation Examiner, medical examiner. And many of these drugs people take to sleep when they're crossing date lines and so on makes you literally psychotic. And she was apparently on a sleep med when she had these outbursts. Now, she might have some feelings that she doesn't like, but she expressed them in a way that are completely incapable of being defended. But the fact that there was no forgiveness for her when she actually came to her senses and realized, hey, I shouldn't have done that. So there's forgiveness for Samantha Bee, but there's no forgiveness for Roseanne.
No.
That double standard is not okay. It's not consistent with an operating republic, is it?
No. And yet one woman with ABC called the president orangutan, she hasn't lost her job, you know.
Well, I want to see fines for people to do things. And not only that, let's put it this way. If you have 1 million people watching a show or 5 million watching a show on ABC, and someone says, no, we need to kill this president. And in fact, there's some people inciting. When you see Robert De Niro say, I want to punch the president in the face, that's not just a verbal attack if I don't like his viewpoint. That's I want to physically attack the man and break his nose or hurt him bad. Robert De Niro needs to shut up or get fined. And if he doesn't shut up, he needs to go to prison, because in a public situation where it shouldn't be political, dealing with media or Hollywood, there's no place for a political hyperbole like this, literally trying to incite violence from a bunch of nutballs that might be watching and say, you know what, I agree with Robert. I'm going to get in my truck, I'm going to get my AK-47, or I'm going to my high-speed, you know, my high-velocity sniper weapon, and I'm going to get a mile away, and I'm going to try to kill the bugger while he's getting out of his car and heading into the White House. Now, people think that can't happen. We've had previous assassination attempts or assassinations of presidents. John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan was shot. Right?
Yeah.
And if you don't think it's telling nutballs it's the time to kill the president, there's been more negative attacks on Trump than all of the presidents in human history, or any government anywhere on earth. I mean, even banana republics. There's nobody been more attacked than Donald Trump. The guy's got to have a bulletproof personality, man. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stamina. I hear that. And yet you have, one thing I wanted to mention about Roseanne. I don't think the American people realize that she actually served in the Army. She served her country at one time. I don't know how wacky she was back then, but that's something to be taken into consideration. We don't know what she went through, whether it was during peace or wartime, but here's a down-to-first individual, a down-to-earth individual, and whether I approve of her taste or her program is completely irrelevant. According to the First Amendment, she should have the opportunity to express herself just as well as anyone else in this nation.
Well, I think if she expresses things about the GOP, I mean, the insanity of the left now is actually not clinically defensible. We're not talking about something, for example, in the universities. I know with young people nowadays, one of the things that I find the biggest defect is that people my age and your age, in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, the young people not only don't want a dialogue with, they get offended that we actually want to have a dialogue.
Yes.
But I like to go toe-to-toe with these little buggers. If you think smart asses and your millennials or pre-millennials or post-millennials think you know and have the wisdom of the bad experiences and the wisdom we have, you're an idiot, and I want to go toe-to-toe with you, son of bitches. But you know what? Very few of the people my age actually are willing to engage. They shirk off and say, well, I don't want to really create conflict. You need some dialogue. It's not conflict. It's dialogue. And the fact that the left wants to actually get violent over the fact you disagree with them is disgusting. That's not consistent with a civil society. You don't have to label it democratic, non-democratic, whatever. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, pre-Columbian man, or it's the Middle Ages, and it's 300 or 500 years ago, having no civil discussion among people is a formula for catastrophe. And the fact that young people think they can resort to violence, let's put it this way. People my age are going to start becoming younger. Do you know that? My product is arriving this week, for example, Red Deer Velvet DR. This product actually starts to make you younger every day you take it, because it restores you to the fetal state. We're going to start seeing the emergence of the elderly, meaning 70, 80, 90-year-olds going back into sports, going back into the labor force, traveling the world and doing things that only young people do, like hiking up mountains. Guess what? We're not going away, people. The wilderly shall emerge shortly, just like the movie Cocoon. And also our wisdom is, we're not going to shut up, young people. We want to dialogue with you. You want to challenge our wisdom? Let's have a dialogue and see who knows better. You know what? Conservative always happens. When you're young, you're always a social conservative. Sean Hannity's going to have an interview at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight, which is 6 p.m. That's only in 3 hours and 13 minutes. That's going to be cool. I really want to see that interview. And I think what people need to understand is this is a transformational moment. It shows that Donald Trump is not just a cartoon character trying to pretend he's president. He's actually pivoting on issues and showing that the political way of the so-called pundits and politicians never works, never has worked, and never gets solutions. And what Trump's doing is getting solutions. I just want to pray for the man, number one. He listens to the alternative media, to me, you and me, and I'd like to, you and me eventually to get to the White House. Now, I got a contact today, another new contact, and I will go through that contact and see if I can get in the White House. This gentleman was asked to be a major aide inside the White House, so I've got his contact number, and I'll be contacting you, John. If it's possible, I want to either be personally there at the White House with Donald Trump or a video connection. I want you, at the very least, to get there because we need to be an ongoing source of support for policies like health care, the border, and other things, and the use of technologies to make sure we can verify whatever we're doing is correct. For example, one of the things that Donald Trump needs to do is to have radiation detectors at every seaport. Right now, we've passed a lot of reports over to the PLA. Most people don't realize the port of Canaveral in Florida and other ports were handed over to the PLA during the times of Barack Obama. Did you know that?
Yes.
That they don't even have foreign agents, U.S. agents, actually in those ports. Containers come in. They're not radiation tested. They'd open the seals and see what the hell's in those containers. They can have everything from nukes to guillotines in there or weapons, and we wouldn't know a damn thing about it. And these PLA communist Chinese are actually managing containers of giant ships being brought over to our ports to dump stuff into our economy and our environment. Now, you got to understand here, this is stupid on steroids. And I want to give proper advice to this president because I honestly think a lot of the people around him, they think they're so great, like Mike Pompeo and John Lightning Bolton. These are politicians. They always spin issues, and maybe they have a spin where they can apply enough scare to North Korea that they realize they have to negotiate or whatever. But Donald Trump needs to realize, just like that movie that came out a few years ago, you could bring in suitcase size or container size nukes in the country and destroy the country from within without firing one missile or even an EMP attack. You need to realize, I'm smart enough for under $1,000, I can make a bioweapon, and if I wanted to send it to 3 or 4 cities in the United States, I could wipe out most of those populations and have it spread like wildfire across the country at less than $1,000 to make that bioweapon. Now, if I have those skill sets and I can do it in my garage, imagine a maniac with even a fraction of my skill sets could do. And believe it or not, the BioPrepper biological weapons program of the Soviet Union, which later was moved to Iran and Syria, we have to understand we're negotiating with these countries. They don't just have nukes and missiles. They have biological weapons from the Russian and Soviet BioPrepper program, and these are nasty. I have some details. In fact, the guy I trained under, Dr. Robert Brown, in 1972, told me about a year before he came to Dalhousie University in Halifax. He was working in Bethesda, Maryland. And they were working on the T-virus, and it got out of containment in a negative pressure facility underground in New England. And the virus got out, and everybody in the building was clamped down and incinerated. All of his friends and lab tech friends were all incinerated at 2,000 degrees. So you got to understand, we have bad weapons. These other proxy countries of the Soviet Union, which still exist like North Korea, that's what it is. It's the epiphenomena that hung on like a tumor. North Korea is an epiphenomena of the Soviet Union. It's one of the last remaining problems. The same problem is there, Soviets and Russians, because we've got only they compartmentalize them with tariffs and don't negotiate because of Russiagate. Iran has fallen to their back pocket, and Iran is getting their anti-aircraft missile systems like the S-300 and S-400, but also help with chemical and biological weapons and nuclear missiles and the Bushehr reactor that's been in operation since the 1970s with a contract with Russia, which originally was a contract with Germany. People don't know this stuff. They don't realize we're actually creating the circumstances to create future disasters by not negotiating and verifying that we take care of problems, right?
That's so true, Dr. Deagle.
It's insane. And so when I hear the media bluster about one thing or another, want to attack Trump, shut the hell up. I am spiritually at my wit's end listening to the media wanting to attack Trump when he's trying to deal with these. But the people around Trump are also shielding him from the advice from good, solid citizens that know things that he doesn't know and his cadre around him don't know, and that includes you and me. And he needs to listen up. You're just going in the first stage of this situation with North Korea. If you can't verify using space-based technology, which it may have even shielded you from, so you don't even know it exists, torsion field imaging. So if you're listening, we can validate, even through lead shielding and so on, that you have a nuclear isotope or an enrichment program, or even underground facilities, and even look at the atomic resonance and tell if it's wood or steel or whatever, underground, up a couple miles underground. So they can't hide anything from our omniscient eyes. But I don't know if Trump has full security clearance to see all this stuff. What people don't understand is most of the illegal drug trade and organ trade goes into trillions of dollars of programs that aren't even overseen by Congress and Senate. I don't know, for example, if this president knows everything we have. My guess, it's a need-to-know basis. What do you think?
Well, I think that's so true, Dr. Deagle. And conversely, over in North Korea, Kim's not aware of all of the atrocities that have been committed in his nation. It's like going through layers of an onion, basically. But he's going to make every effort, and I realize that people in his nation who don't want him to succeed.
Well, he fired three of the top guys who were previous advisors to his father. Those guys are fired. Now, they're lucky they still have their skin and their heads on their head, on their shoulders. Yep. But that's a really good sign. The sign that he fired three of his so-called main advisors who were pushing for a hard line with America, there's no such thing as a hard line with America. If you don't capitulate, Mr. Kim, you're going to die being boiled inside your skin with space-based weapons or get hit with nukes. And you're going to die when, in the middle of your night when you don't think everything's fine, we have nukes that protect us. No, it makes you a target. Having nukes and missiles and spreading and proliferating to Iran and Venezuela and anywhere else makes you a really big target. It's like putting a great big X mark on your butt asking us to kill you. So the very fact that this happened, and Trump basically called him Little Rocket Man, if he hadn't used these epithets and these crazy comments, I guarantee you that Kim wouldn't be there shaking his hand, smiling, and say, yeah, I want nice hotels and good food. I want a golf course. I want to have a private jet. I want all these new cars that are coming out. He's going to run out of money. By October, I have the internal reports that showed me that Kim was going to run out of money. No more Rolex watches or no more cars for his generals. Right. The generals should smile because they're going to be fine. He's not going to talk about regime change. Trump is being so reasonable about this, it must make people say, well, the more people that want him are China. Yeah, of course China won because China is their primary supporter, but also Russia. People keep on taking Russia out of the picture. Russia's not out of the picture. You proved that about a few months ago. When you said they actually supplied the Rosatom rocket systems, and the guidance systems for these rockets were actually Russian. They aren't Chinese. They're Russian. Right?
Absolutely.
So when people want to count Putin out like this idiot, former Prime Minister of Canada, you need to smarten up, characters. That's why you're not a world leader now, because you don't have the smarts. Now, I do. If I was advising Trump whether I get paid or not, I don't give a crap. I don't even want him to glory. I just want him to listen up. Get the whole facts before you make a decision. And Trump's the kind of smart guy. He'll have 20 different facts from all kinds of varied views. And then he'll say, you know what? You're full of it. You're full of it. You're full of it. You're not. I'm going to listen to you. And I'm going to go and see if what you said makes sense. That's why he sat for the first minute. He said, I'm going to know for negotiating if Kim is full of it or he's real. And he knew from the first moment he could deal with this guy. Now, I hope Kim has a long and happy life and maybe loses weight. Because a lot of his generals, I'm certain, if he didn't fire a bunch of them, they were going to roast him for dinner. They were going to kill him. And he even had to worry of, hey, if I leave the country, will they have a military coup? If they do a military coup, Trump's going to hit you guys with nukes. You're not going to have a nice day. And the Chinese have said they're going to try to block America from doing it. Bye-bye, Chinese industrial empire, and all of Santa's elves are going to disappear in an atomic vapor cloud. The Chinese think they can take on America. They're out of their freaking minds, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And if you're listening to the show, translate it into Cantonese and whatever other Chinese dialect you want, but get the message. You're dealing with the dragon. Trump is basically saying, shut up, negotiate, let's have peace, or you're going to get the big stick with titanium spikes in it. It ain't going to be funny. And Trump means it. That's why he's got Mike Pompeo and John Lightning Bolton. So I'm very positive. I think, guess what? Little Rocket Man smiling his face off, knowing he's not going to get terminated. He's not, his rule over North Korea is not going to disappear in a vapor cloud. People like John, like Robert De Niro, if he was there and he was wanting to punch Trump in the face, I'd be there punching him in the face. You want to know what? I'm strong enough. I'll break every bone in his damn face if he thinks he's going to hit my president. Shut up, Robert. Shut up, media. Let Trump be to do his job while he's president. Let him save the world from nuclear, chemical, and biological missile warfare. And pray for him that he becomes a real Christian leader. Let's say if Trump Pinocchio becomes a real live voice someday.
If you are free, Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.